The Moose Jaw Public Library is looking to expand its range of French-language programming this year, and two of its leading initiatives, L'Heure du Conte, Storytime, and Tire-toi un Butch, Pull Yourself a Log, to sit around the fire, are proving to be quite successful among members of Moose Jaw's francophone community. The Tire-toi un Butch workshops for students aged 16 and older were held on Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m., and took place on February 29, March 7, and recently concluded on March 14. Now that the program is finished, each student will present their completed French language videos to the public in a free showing at the library's theater on Thursday, April 11. The presentation is scheduled to run from 7 to 9 p.m. We're promoting the program, and all levels of French language proficiency are welcome, said Jennifer Dode, the public library's community outreach librarian and a driving force behind the French language expansion. But the videos shown during the presentation, for example, will all be in French, she added. The program comes as the result of the library's expanding French language options and is made possible through a partnership with CBC, Radio Canada. The CBC will also be on hand to take the lead on broadcasting the April 11th event. I'll be giving an opening statement, and then the CBC will be taking over to provide coverage, Dode said. Each of the 8 enrolled students participated in an educational journey where they first learned about the storytelling process and then actually created and filmed videos of their own. The 3 workshops were described as being fun, stimulating, and self-reflective, according to the library's website, and students gained the opportunity to transform their own personal story into a short video using their own words and photos. Tire-toi un Butch was introduced with the goal of helping students find their spark, discover the power of their own story, and gave them the chance to share their own, unique voice in a creative way. The 3 inaugural sessions went very well, were positively received by the students, and Dode said they were fantastic. All 8 participants, in Moose Jaw, attended all 3 workshops, so that was really great, she confirmed. The participants will be inviting their friends and family and individuals they dedicated their story towards, Dode said about the upcoming presentation. We recorded them in March here, at the library, too, so it will be a mix of having the participants on screen as well as sharing some photos that they've submitted for their video, she added. Yeah, there will be some really cool multimedia projects. The Moose Jaw students' presentation will be showcased during the theater production, and if time permits, students from the Saskatoon and Prince Albert Public Libraries will also be included. Anyone from Moose Jaw's francophone community can attend the upcoming presentations in a show of support for the idea of expanding the library's programming, and everyone else is always welcome, although the presentations will be delivered en français. The second program, L'Heure du Conte, is designed specifically for children under the age of 5 as a drop-in program. Each session introduces children to stories and songs in French and takes place on Mondays at 10:30 a.m. at the library. The next 2 workshops will be held on Monday, April 8th and again on Monday, April 22nd. Throughout the month of April, the French language options at the library will include only the April 11th presentation and the 2 L'Heure du Conte workshops. It is expected that the library will make further expansions to its French language repertoire as the year progresses. The Moose Jaw Public Library is located at 461 Langdon Crescent and can be reached at 306-692-2787. For more information, visit moosejawlibrary.ca.